From a privacy advocate's perspective, Real ID raised a whole lot of concerns about privacy protections for personal information that's collected associated with driver's licenses and IDs, and also security issues as well. The reason why Real ID came about in the first place was that the 9/11 Commission report really underscored the need for minimum federal standards for issuance of driver's licenses and IDs.
The concern, of course, was that people were able to get things from one state and maybe not, and there wasn't any sort of consistency across the country as to who got what kind of ID.
That's exactly right. And initially, the plan was to establish a negotiated rulemaking process to craft such standards. But before that process could really bear fruit, Congress passed the Real ID Act of 2005 without really any kind of debate or input from key stakeholders, including privacy stakeholders.
And this was one of the pieces of legislation soon after 9/11 and just went through, and it just ended up not getting as much attention, I think, as probably it deserved, right?
Right. And the fear, really, that privacy advocates have and that CDT definitely expressed was that it would really create a de facto national ID card for the 240 million Americans and lawful residents who carry state-issued licenses or cards. The Act didn't really provide any meaningful privacy standards for the information collected on cards or the information contained on cards themselves. It would have likely resulted in the creation of a central ID database containing really sensitive personal information for everyone who has an ID card in the U.S.
And the real concern here is sort of that big brother aspect. All of a sudden, the government is collecting in a way that can be shared across all 50 states and, I would imagine, all sorts of federal agencies, information about each of us that could be shared in ways that we may not fully understand, right?
Exactly. It would really facilitate third-party and unauthorized governmental tracking and profiling of average everyday citizens and the things that we use our cards for. We were also really concerned about mission creep. There was, in the Act itself, it allowed the Secretary of DHS to determine new purposes for which the Real ID card could be required. So you can see how this card might become, you know, a card that's required to do anything you might do in your everyday life, to open a bank account, to, you know, do various things. And so it really could lead to a national ID card in that sense.
And so now there is the Pass ID Act, which is the Providing for Additional Security in States Identification Act of 2009, just has been submitted to Congress. Talk a little bit about what's in here and why CDT, at least, thinks it's a move in the right direction.
Well, we think it's definitely a big improvement over the current law, over the current Real ID program. It really does mitigate or correct some of the major privacy issues that Real ID raised. For example, in Real ID required states to give other states electronic access to all the personal information in the DMV databases in each state. Pass ID does away with that requirement. Pass ID also does not allow DHS to unilaterally determine new official purposes for which the card can be required. So that really helps mitigate the potential for mission creep that was a real risk under Real ID. In addition, Pass ID also requires states to adopt privacy and security safeguards for personal information contained in DMV databases in a way that Real ID never really did, and the regulations didn't really provide any standards for measuring those privacy protections. And finally, one of the main things that we like about the bill is that it does provide some protections for personal information that's actually stored on the machine-readable zone on your card, so on the back of your card with a barcode that can be scanned.
That's the, in some states it's a stripe, in most states it's basically like a barcode like you see on the side of products at the grocery store.
That's right, and most states are already using that, and we really would like to see more privacy protections actually for the information contained on that card, because, you know, if private parties can just scan your card and collect that information, who knows what they're going to do with it.
One of the concerns that I've seen around in the blogosphere is, does this address all the concerns that the post 9/11 concerns where people had the ability to sort of get identifications from one state? They could sort of almost pit the lowest common denominator on which state was it easiest to get an ID from.
The thing about Pass ID is that it still provides minimum standards for driver's license issuance. It does require states to adopt certain standards for how they issue licenses and ID cards and how they process that whole application. It's not a perfect solution, but again, it does address some of the underlying privacy and security issues that Real ID left behind.
And I know states were very upset by this, by the Real ID proposal, mostly because it was going to cost them a lot of money, and you had to bring in two or three forms of, you had to get your Social Security card, real form, your birth certificate, all that stuff, and bring it in to sort of get your Real ID certified driver's license, right?
That's right. And Pass ID, I think, takes a much more flexible approach than Real ID did.
Yeah, because the states were just concerned about the amount of cost and time and energy and effort that was going to have to go into this. So this also seeks to mitigate that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is there what's the chances of this actually making its way through the system?
Well, we do think that it does have a good chance of passing it. And certainly, I don't think that repeal of Real ID is probably, it's not going to be possible anytime soon, we don't think. And so we think this is a really pragmatic approach to kind of adopt a lot of the meaningful standards for driver's license issues while still addressing the privacy concerns that Real ID had. And that actually exists outside of Real ID as well. As I mentioned before, states have been moving towards, you know, greater standardization, generally speaking. And so the privacy implications of greater centralization and greater standardization still need to be addressed, regardless of Real ID is still
And
there.
Is there also a standardization, a growing standardization about the privacy practices that states will follow?
Through Pass ID?
Well, just generally. I mean, this has been sort of evolving as states have had to actually deal with these issues post-9/11. And I know privacy is one of the big concerns out there.
I mean, I think that states have really taken a hard look at it. But I think that what Pass ID would do is provide a minimum baseline for what privacy protections should look like in the driver's license space.
What is the concern about having a national ID? Why not just go to a national ID?
Well, I think that Americans are very concerned about, you know, well, who can really track what you're doing and the creation of profiles on everyday average Americans by governments or third parties.
And I know, in fact, Ari Schwartz, who's the vice president of CDT, was involved in a whole group that came up with some a report on privacy, sort of recommended updating the privacy regulations, privacy laws that were originally written in 1974. And part of that was figuring out a way to deal with that on, because there is a lot of information that's being collected by third parties, non-governmental organizations.
That's right. And one of the things that, again, Pass ID would do is, you know, the driver's license contains a lot of information, and if you can skim that information and store it and reuse it, it makes it a lot easier to track and profile people. So one of the things that Pass ID does is really creates limits on who can really take that information and what they can do with it.